It's time now for Superstar Studded Celebrity Match Game on the celebrity panel today from Jake J and the Killjoys. Everybody put your hands together and welcome Jake Johnson, going to be our superstar celebrity today. Going to be performing tonight in Park City at what place for free?
The Spur.
The Spur for free. Anybody and everybody can go tonight at 9.
As long as you're 21 and older.
As long as you're 21 and older and see Jake J and the Killjoys. And tomorrow at 11 here in the K-Bear Lounge, Jake J and the Killjoys are going to be putting on a private performance for anybody that wants to come down and check it out.
As long as you're alive.
Yeah, and you don't have to be 21 or older. You can be any age. You can be 6. I'm bringing Bodie. He's so excited. He's getting out of school for this one. And then also from Jake J and the Killjoys on our Superstar Celebrity Panel, Jacob's going to be filling in some blanks. Jacob, thanks a lot for playing. Also filling in some blanks from Jake J and the Killjoys tonight at the Spur in Park City, tomorrow in the K-Bear Lounge, and then also opening up tomorrow night for Bon Jovi. Everybody put your hands together for Cody. Cody, thanks for joining us today, buddy.
Thank you.
Also filling in blanks. Mitch will be filling in the blanks. Mitch is from Under the Bridge. Managed to come into the radio station to play Match Game. Thanks for coming down, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime.
Jax, who schedules all the commercials for the radio station. A lot of people are asking about that Scientology commercial. Do you have anything to do with that?
No, not at all.
Why are you winking?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, Jax, thanks a lot for coming down and playing,
man. Thank you.
And Jimbo filling in the blanks. Our two contestants, we got, guess what, Nolan on the phone with us. Nolan, how you doing? Tell us about yourself.
Hey, I'm just getting off work, which is a great thing. 57 years old, just ready to have some good times.
Did you grow up in Salt Lake?
I did.
Where'd you go to high school at?
I went to Jordan.
You went to Jordan, really?
Yeah, the old Jordan.
Is that a beet farmer?
Beet digger.
Well, Nolan, thanks a lot for listening and playing the game you're going to be taking on. We've got our third Jake of the day on the show. Jake, tell us a little something about you.
Yeah, 38, just got home from work and ready to relax.
What do you do for a living, Jake?
I sell medical equipment.
Medical equipment or drugs?
Just equipment.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah. Catheters.
You guys, things started going south for Rex Tillerson after he reportedly called Donald Trump an effing moron. He got fired.
Quiet!
So, today on the Match Game, we thought we'd go with things you shouldn't say to your boss. Like, you shouldn't call your boss an effing moron. And especially to his, well, I guess it'd be better to his face than behind his back, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but if it's true.
Nolan, I'm thinking of a number between, let's say, 0 and 10.
1.
Jake? Between 0 and 10. Real easy.
1.
Nolan, you said it first. You're going first. It was 1 because
it's always 1.
All right, Nolan. Let me give you guys an example of how this game works. I'm going to say a sentence and blank out a word. And we're talking about things you should not say to your boss. As you can see, I always clock in exactly on time at 8:30. After all, my blank feed isn't going to check itself. Nolan, what would be a good one there? My blank feed isn't going to check itself. Jake would probably know this better than you. Jake, what would be a good fill-in for that?
My Twitter feed,
my Facebook feed, something like that. Was I right about that, Jake? No?
You were right.
All right, Nolan, you're going first. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play the Match Game. Remember, Nolan, don't shout an answer until the studio panel has a chance to write their answers down. We're talking about things you should not say to your boss. I know the company frowns on sex with coworkers, but what's the policy on sex with blank? I know the company frowns on sex with coworkers, but what is the policy on sex with blank? All right, think about that for just a second. Studio panel's writing their answers down. Okay, looks like they've got their answers. Nolan, fill it in. I know our company frowns on sex with coworkers, but what's the policy on sex with... Nolan?
Yes.
Say it again.
Boss.
The boss. Okay. The boss.
Also known as a coworker.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself. That would be a coworker. Okay, Nolan, let's see if you get any points out of this. Mitch, let's start with you. Mitch, but what is the policy on sex with...
The hot chick over there.
A hot chick over there. Are you pointing at Jax?
No, I'm not.
Of course he is.
Well, Jax was the boss. Mitch, I would have given a point, but Mitch, she's not. All right, let's go to Cody now. Cody with Jake J and the Killjoys. Jake, or I mean Cody, sorry. I know the company frowns on sex with coworkers, but what's the policy on sex with...
myself?
Myself? That's a match. You got a point, Nolan.
Oh!
Because Cody's the boss, you see. Let's go to Jake Johnson now. Jake J and the Killjoys tonight in Park City at the Spur. It is a free show, 21 and older. Jake, what is the policy on sex with...
Jake J and the Killjoys.
There you go. Another match. Nolan, you're up to 2 points. If we have more time when we're done, I'll ask about that policy.
Yeah. I want to get one free.
All right, let's go to Jacob now. Jacob, but what is the policy on sex with?
File cabinets.
File cabinets. Been there, done that. I mean, that's a weird answer.
Wow.
Let's go to Alan now. Alan, what's the policy on sex with?
Myself?
Great answer, but not a match. Let's go to Jax now. What's the policy with sex with?
Myself.
There you go. Nobody's the boss here. Jimbo, what's policy sex with?
Studio guests.
Studio guests. All right, the end of your first round, Nolan. You got yourself 3 points. Good job.
He was looking at Jake.
All right, let's go to Jake now. Jake, it's time for you to fill in the blank. Remember, we're talking about things you should not say to your boss. I wish you'd start buying office supplies that were worth blank. I wish you'd start buying office supplies that were worth blank. Think about that for a second, Jake. Our studio panel's writing their answers down. I don't know where that big noise is coming from. One of you guys got a noisy phone.
Sorry, I'm gassy.
Is that what that is? All right, let's go to Jake now. Fill it in, Jake. I wish you'd start buying office supplies that were worth what?
Bitcoin.
Worth Bitcoin. All right. Let's work our way around. Let's start with Jimbo this time. Jimbo. Start buying office supplies that are worth...
I said cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. That's a point. Good answer. Got a match, Jake. Let's go to Jax now. Jax coming all the way over from the traffic department. I wish you'd start buying office supplies that were worth...
more on eBay.
More on eBay. Judges? Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Let's go to Alan now. Alan, worth more... worth what?
I said Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Another match for Jake.
In the dark web.
Let's go to Jacob now. Jake J and the Killjoys. Tomorrow night opening up for Bon Jovi. Make sure you show up early for the show and catch these guys. Great show. I wish you'd start buying office supplies that were worth...
Online currency.
Another match. We're tied at 3. Let's go to Jake Johnson now. Jake, we should get supplies that were worth...
a used iTunes gift card.
That's a match. 4 points for Jake. All right, let's go to Cody now. Cody, I wish you'd get office supplies that were worth...
my time?
My time. 5 points for Jake. Let's go to Mitch now. Underneath the bridge. Mitch, I wish you'd buy office supplies that are worth...
just worth a damn.
Worth a damn. All right, at the end of the first round, we've got Nolan 3, Jake 5. It's time for the lightning round. One more sentence, one more blanked out word. You're both going to fill it in. And Jake, you get to go first. And Nolan, you might want to come up with 2 answers in case Jake steals your original idea. Again, we're talking about things you should not say to your boss with the match game. Here's the lightning round. Nice blank. It distracts from your ugly suit. Nice blank. It distracts from your ugly suit. You shouldn't say this to your boss now. Nice blank. It distracts from your ugly suit. Think about that, guys. Our studio panel's writing your answers down. We're talking about things you should not say to your boss. Nice blank. It distracts from your ugly suit. Let's go to Jake first of all. Jake, it distracts from your ugly suit. What is it?
That'd be your hairpiece.
Your herpes? All right, let's go to Nolan now. Nolan, it distracts from your ugly suit. What is it?
Nice car.
Car. Okay, we're looking for car or herpes. Let's go to Jax, first of all. Jax, distracts from your ugly suit. What is it?
If Mitch was my boss, it'd be a mullet.
A mullet. Distracts from your
ugly suit. Don't be jealous. Tennessee top hat.
Wait a minute. That is a point. Hairpiece.
Kentucky waterfall.
Jake gets a point on that one. That is a hairpiece. Let's go to let's go to Jimbo since the mic's over there. Jimbo, what distracts from the ugly suit?
His nice rainbow mohawk.
His mohawk. Another match. Jake gets a point. Doing great, Jake. All right, let's go to Cody now. Cody, Don't forget, Cody will be Jake Jay and the Killjoys playing for free tomorrow, 11 a.m. at the Bear Cave right here at Cave Air Studios. Cody, yep. What is what distracts from the ugly suit?
The birthday suit.
The birthday suit. Nice answer.
Also an ugly suit, if and Mitch is your boss.
Getting both a point. Nolan and Jake each go up a point. Let's go to Mitch now. Mitch, distracts from the ugly suit, what are we talking about?
Nice Rick shirt.
Rick shirt.
I believe the brand is Affliction.
All right, let's go to Jacob now. Jake, Jay, and the Killjoys tonight in Park City at the Spur. Jacob, what distracts from the ugly suit?
It's nice wife.
Nice wife does, yeah. Each get a point again. The score is 8-5. Jake in the lead. All right, let's go to Jake Johnson now. Going to be performing tomorrow, opening up for Bon Jovi. All right, Jake, ugly suit.
Distraction? Bulge.
Bulge. Double match! Congratulations, our winner is, ironically, Jake is the winner.
Yay!
Congratulations, Jake. You are the winner.